You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The 7th annual staff versus student basketball game at Bloomington Junior High School is coming up on the 23rd at 5:30 p.m. Lynn Shook, the assistant principal at Bloomington Junior High, says this event is a fundraiser for a charity of the school's choice. And you may well ask her, how fierce is the competition between the staff and the students?
Quite fierce. The staff is undefeated, so 7 wins, which is exciting, but we're all a little nervous this year because our 8th grade boys went to state this year, and 8th grade girls went to state last year, 7th graders, so we feel like this could be the year that we go down, so we're all a little nervous. We offer this opportunity to the 8th grade boys and girls basketball players, and they have some commitment on their part, so it's one, they have to remain eligible, and two, they have to be on the team. And then three, they have to be willing to participate in community service project or program to earn the opportunity to compete and play in this game.
Okay, so what is really the overall purpose of the event? Is this a charity fundraiser?
Absolutely. So every year that we have done the event, there has been a different charity where all of the proceeds will go to. This particular year, it's Easter Seals, our local chapter of Easter Seals. We just felt like it's a great charity. It impacts a lot of people in the community.
So the kids get involved in this, and they learn about charity, they learn about Easter Seals, and they learn about volunteering as well?
Absolutely. That's the big part of it, that the students learn about giving back to their community, and it gives us a chance to partner with people in the community. So on a Saturday in January, our students spent several hours at Timber Point Camp on a day that they were providing services to some of their members. And it gave our kids an opportunity to stretch themselves, get out of their comfort zone, and have some hands-on experience with people with disabilities. And I know that they were really nervous because they didn't know what to expect, but they were fabulous. They got out of their comfort zone and engaged with people doing games and activities. And my understanding was that it was a tremendous opportunity for not only Easter Seals, but our students.
Did you get any specific feedback from the students about something they learned or were surprised about?
I did. You know, I think that, in fact, some of them have come back saying, hey, I think I want to work with people with disabilities. I'd like to get more information about what Easter Seals, the Timber Point Camp, does, and are there volunteer opportunities? And so following up with Deb Townsend, who runs the camp at Timber Point, and she's going to come back and touch base with some of the students and look for opportunities to engage them, and opportunities are already in the community.
Do you find that since you've been doing this, so this is your 7th annual one, for a number of years, how has it impacted the school over the years? Do you find a sort of a consciousness raising amongst all the students?
I think it's an exciting time for the kids to engage in a fun activity with the staff. Oftentimes, you know, we have events and opportunities where the kids are doing things, and, you know, we have an amazing staff at Bloomington Junior High, and they're always thinking of ways to provide these opportunities just for the kids. And this is a great time where we actually do it together.
Well, how do you select what members of the staff and the faculty will be playing basketball?
We open it up to whoever wants to be on the team. We will provide opportunities.
Will you be playing?
I will be playing.
All right.
I will be playing. The other part that gets the kids involved is at halftime we will do a dollar dance where they can pay a dollar, come down on the floor, we'll play some music, and they'll be able to do some dances. The D-Lo or the whip or
the nay-nay.
The nay-nay, absolutely. And then when the teachers start doing the nay-nay and the whip, then they really think that that's funny. In the past, we've raised anywhere between, you know, $1,500 up to about $2,500. And this year we have a matching sponsor from State Farm Bank who is willing to match up to $2,500, whatever we raise. So potentially we could be looking at a $5,000 gift to our local Easter Seals, which would be fantastic. So we're excited to partner with State Farm with this.
That's Lynn Shook, assistant principal at Bloomington Junior High School, which is hosting the 7th annual staff versus student basketball game. Tickets are available at the junior high school. I'm Laura Kennedy.